tuned into the Audio Asylum. Let's get crazy.
Are we rolling?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's most pointless podcast. Welcome to the Audio Asylum. I'm your host, Joe, with my co-host. You want to say your name?
No, I thought you were going to say my fucking name. Why would I say my own name?
I mean, let the people know.
You the host.
We are gaining.
I'm here most. I actually haven't been here in fucking months.
We're gaining
never
fans
mind.
By the weeks.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Instagram is taking off. They're clicking the link in the bio.
What I thought this shit was fucking dead.
No.
Oh, well, I guess I'm Lauren.
Yeah. I hope you know you're Lauren.
It seemed like you didn't know before.
I did. I just wanted. We got to break you out of the bubble.
Not in the bubble anymore. I've been out of the bubble since. You forget. Everybody forgets, and I will tell the new fans because apparently we have new people, which I don't believe him when he says this.
We do.
You lie.
I'm not lying.
But I was the original co-host. Yeah.
Big facts.
Then Brandon came in and just fucking stole my spot, and I was like, "What the fuck did I do? Just go fuck myself." Thanks.
But I mean, break you out of the bubble, as in like in front of the camera, like
I've
and
done
stuff.
It, you slut.
But we got to get you out more, like. Way more.
I'm a behind the scenes person.
Yes, but see, like with me, she's very good in front of the camera. I think that's what it is. If we get you in front of the camera with other people, I don't think it resonates about you. She's comfortable.
I'm good at talking. I'm not good at, you know, like having to like act and like do other fucking goofy shit.
True, true. I mean, you are the commissioner.
Yeah, that's a behind the scenes role. I'm sort of I'm around, but you don't have to see me.
Yeah, all right, good point.
Yeah.
Well, summer's here, and
we are dressed in like real fucking summer shitheads. We have arms out.
Like, for those listening, like we're both in very colorful tank tops, and me and Lauren usually dress in black.
Yeah, all black. I usually have sleeves. I usually have like full length pants. I'm in fucking no sleeves and like shorts. I feel like a whore.
Yeah, I'm a dad bod tank top today. Toon Squad tank top.
All right, Looney Tunes.
Yeah, Looney Tunes.
I'm in a Hands Like Houses tank top, or muscle tee, I guess.
Oh my god, so, yeah, New York is open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not ready.
I'm ready.
I don't trust motherfuckers.
I'm so ready. Give me all the corona. All of it.
No, I want none of it.
I want all of it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to fucking become an orphan. Like, I'm vaccinated, but, like, I'm... If I don't know. Motherfuckers can still get sick.
I mean, I'm not a vaxxed boy. I'm not anti-vax. I'm pussy.
Yeah.
I'm pussy for sure.
Uh-huh.
Because in 3 years, I don't know if a tail's going to grow out of my cock or ass.
And even if it does, you can get it cut off. It's fine. You can cut it off yourself.
True. Yeah. But I might become a vaxxed boy soon.
Yeah.
But I'm just happy that...
Because then there's no limitations in your life.
True.
You know?
That is true. Yeah. But I think...
And also, you won't kill your grandmother. I think that's important.
Well, she's vaxxed.
Yeah. But so, still, it prevents her from getting a terrible case, but, you know, she's already old. She could get a really bad case still.
That's true. That'd be fucked up if, like, the vaccine turned my grandmother into a zombie. That'd be fucked
little 70-year-old zombies. Only the old people got zombie-fied.
Oh, that'd be fucked. I mean, damn. I'd let my grandmother smoke my shit, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. You should.
Yeah, if I walked upstairs
let her
and,
beat that ass.
Yeah.
Let her break more vases on your head.
Yo, the vase, yeah. One time my grandmother, I don't know if I've told the story on the podcast.
Yeah, the last time I was on, we told the story.
Did we really?
Yeah. But you could, you know, revisit it.
Really briefly, one time I lied when I was younger and my grandmother smacked the shit out of me. And I fell back into the fucking cabinet and a vase fell and smacked me in the fucking head.
That shit's great.
Yeah, I deserved it though.
Yeah.
I straight up deserved it. But I don't know. I'm just happy everything's open.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to be vaccinated to go to a concert. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because before, I was very upset about that.
Right.
I wasn't happy.
I personally want every motherfucker to be vaxxed. At least at the shows. Just like, because I can't trust y'all. Like, for a seated show, okay. You know, I think we'd be okay. For a show where it's all GA and pit, I don't want anybody who's not, like, secure around me.
Cause I feel that.
Well, I don't trust motherfuckers.
What if negative tests were a requirement? I feel like that
I'd
should be
a little bit more comfortable with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I know that they can be a little glitchy, but it's better than nothing.
Yeah, because my whole argument was like, all right, requiring vaccinated people for the first few weeks, I understood it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, yo, I went to 2 hockey games and all I needed was a negative test.
Yeah.
I don't mind getting a Q-tip shoved in my nostril every week.
Yeah, no, fuck that shit. Yeah. I did one test. I never want that shit again.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'll just stay home. I'm fine. I don't need to be anywhere.
So I think I can reaffirm 2021 is hot boy summer. I think that's happening for the asylum.
Are we hot enough for hot boy summer? I don't think any of us are hot.
No, but but right.
I mean.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a boy enough.
Tom, but like you're still a chick though. Good point.
There's tits, but yeah, it's barely. Come on, let's be real.
I might have a sugar mama. She Fun. Don't listen to this shit.
Okay.
She don't follow the Instagram page.
Right.
At least I think she don't.
Yeah.
I think a friend does. It's okay though. I'll talk about it.
Okay. Go for it.
Yeah. So I've been talking to a girl recently, who is dating like some like 50-year-old guy who looks like Mr. Clean.
Christ.
And I'm not a bad person, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not a home wrecker.
Come. Finish this, but I'll come back to Mr. Clean.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a fun story.
And this girl...
Not the same dude, though.
It is flirting with your friendly neighborhood cross-eyed kid while she got a man. And I told her, I'm like, I'm down to have fun. Apparently, this guy isn't doing the job in certain departments.
As most 50-year-olds aren't.
Yeah, as most 50-year-olds
If you're 50, you ain't got a dick no more.
Sorry. Dick don't work.
Yeah.
Guess whose dick works? Mine, when I'm not drinking fucking... sparkling
Everything.
Wine. Yeah. My dick only doesn't work when I'm drinking White Claw sparkling wine and like champagne all on the same night.
Why would you even?
I was hanging out with a girl and I thought it was a good idea.
Then it's not.
It wasn't.
I know you shouldn't really mix too many different types of alcohol.
Yeah, it was a terrible idea and my penis didn't work that night and it ended in tragedy.
Yeah.
But we're
As
here.
Do most of your things.
Yeah, most of my love life ends in tragedy.
Yeah.
But we're here now. Hot boy summer 2021, eating sugar mama's butts.
Yo.
You heard it here on The Asylum. What's your Mr. Clean story before I go completely off the fucking rails?
Okay, so when I was little, my dad is also a bald man, as or anybody who looks like Mr. Clean. But, yeah, he went to audition for a Mr. Clean thing. Oh, I really should have said this the other way around. I suck. I'm out of practice. But, yeah, he went to audition for a Mr. Clean commercial, whatever the fuck.
Really?
And, yeah, he had the bald head for it, and he had the blue eyes for it, but he had a goatee and, like, you know, a little facial hair over here.
Mm.
And in order to be Mr. Clean, he had to shave his face. Now, I had to be, like, maybe 2 or 3. And he came home, and he had no facial hair. And I just go, ah! Just screaming. I was like, that's not my dad! And I hid under the fucking bed for maybe an hour. Because especially, like... You've never seen my dad without facial hair. You've barely ever seen my dad.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen your dad.
Yeah, like, briefly for half a second, maybe. But he, when he was younger, a dog fucking bit him and, like, ripped this whole bottom piece of his face off. So, like, it's all scarred. So it just looks fucking bad already. So the facial hair was covering that and made him, like, look reasonable.
Yeah.
Now it just looks like he's sort of been in a horror movie. Only sort of. But, you know, enough to scare the shit out of me. And his ears all jacked up, too. Dogs don't fucking like this man.
Yeah, but is he, like, not a pet person?
No, he's always had dogs. He's usually good to the dogs. At least what I think so. I'm pretty sure he is. It was the cat that he beat the shit out of one time.
Why is he fucking up pussy? I mean, not...
Don't worry, he couldn't do that either.
Yeah, okay.
No, like, one time, my stepmom's cat had scratched me, and he fucking, like, punched it or something. I was just like... Cats do that. It's okay.
Yeah, cats.
You
like,
don't have to hurt the fucking fat bitch.
Yeah, you pet them for about 2 minutes, and then they get tired of you.
Yeah,
and they either scratch you or they walk away.
Because cats don't usually like having their bellies rubbed. I didn't know that. Because I'm like, I know dogs like belly rubs. I thought cats did too. This bitch was like, no, and just fucking lost its shit. But yeah. So when he was younger, I don't remember which one it is. I only remember one of the stories. But, you know, he had a dog and he had, like, I think he broke his leg or something. So, like, some football injury from when he used to play football. Not, like, professionally, but, like, high school and shit.
Gotcha.
And he's petting his dog and there was, like, some type of static shock. And he shocked the dog. The dog fucking freaked and just grabbed his face and fucking ripped it.
Wow.
So then my dad's screaming. And my grandmother, who was cleaning the house, you know, runs in. And, like, you know, her first instinct is grab his face. She's got a fucking Clorox rag, and we're just gonna melt his fucking face.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so, like, she ended up not doing that. But, yeah, they were able to fix his face, and, like, his ear, like I said, is all jacked up. So, yeah, he just has bad luck with dogs.
Speaking of dogs, I think my old dog was racist.
Yeah?
Yeah, my dog Sabrina.
Okay.
Yeah, she was, like, very, like, snippy with the people of the darker skin.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's a very sweet dog. German Shepherd, Golden Retriever mix. I missed
German Shepherd.
Yeah. Kind of racist. I don't think she meant to be.
Right.
I think maybe she saw some of the, you know, something go down one day as a puppy.
Oh, no.
And maybe it stuck in her head.
Yeah.
Maybe she just didn't like anybody darker than Brianna.
Yeah, so they've had...
We're going to get fucking demonetized before we get monetized.
Yo, of course. They were talking about it on an episode of Bonfire recently, like, if dogs could be racist and shit. And I bring up Bonfire every time I'm on this fucking show. But it's my favorite show, so fuck it. But, so it could either be, like, because, you know, if the family's kind of racist, you know, you kind of create a racist dog because, like, odds are you're not going to have too many, like, you know, other black people around.
Yeah.
So, like, when you see something that you don't know, you're a little bit more, like, kind of, ha, who's this? What is this?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah. Or, like, because Jay's original thought was just, like, maybe there's, like, a different smell.
Oh. Like,
okay, that's kind of fucked up, though.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
When you think about it. But, yeah, there's a couple different things. And even, like, if it's a rescue dog, you know, like, could have had past experiences and shit, you know?
Yeah.
So there's a couple different theories of why some dogs are racist.
That's true. I wonder if dogs are racist against other dogs.
Hmm.
Like
the Pomeranians do not fuck with the retrievers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, what if they don't fuck with breeds?
Yeah.
Like, I've always thought, like, what if cats, like black cats, don't like orange cats?
Take my black cat, don't fuck with Mao.
No?
They like each other sometimes, and then they'd fucking fight.
Yeah, like, I have that picture of them sitting next to each other. I think that's the first time I saw them sit in stereo.
Dude, I had so many cute pictures when they were little. When they were little. Fucking, like, there was one, and this might have been, like, Twilight was, like, less than a year old, and her and Mao were just hugging on my bed, and it was the cutest fucking thing in the world.
Aww.
And now there's just so much angst.
Yeah, damn. If you could have one pet, I've been asking this a lot lately. That's like an exotic animal.
I want a wolf.
A wolf?
Yes.
Yeah, yo, that baby wolf? Baby wolf would be awesome.
You ever love wolves.
Ever seen a red panda?
Yeah.
Those things are cute as fuck.
Yeah.
I would love a red panda. Or a monkey?
That's a good answer.
Like a baby monkey?
Yeah, no, monkeys get scary. Fuck that shit.
True, but yeah. Imagine coming home knowing you're going to play with a monkey.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. Put a baby monkey on your shoulder, walk out in the street with it.
Yo.
Walk into a bar with a baby monkey.
Take your bitches.
Yeah. Go up like, hey, can I get two shots of Jack Daniels? Who's the second shot for? Ah! Fucking baby monkey on your shoulder.
Fair enough.
That'd be awesome. Baby monkey takes a shot of Jack Daniels. Too many shots. Starts throwing poop in the bar at people you don't like.
You have to tell them which people you don't like, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure if you do the point, like the evil monkey point in Family Guy, ah! And then he just starts fucking flinging shit.
Yo. That could work.
I don't know. I think evil monkey is cool.
Yeah.
Baby kangaroo.
Okay.
But then kangaroos start fights and shit. You've seen kangaroos on social
kangaroos
media?
Kangaroos are fucking terrifying.
Yeah, they lift weights.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no. And then the mothers, they just have fucking just... Emptiness is what the fucking babies live in. Like, the pouch?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like, you know, like a fucking, like a pocket, like a pant pocket.
Yeah.
It's just gape. It's fucking terrifying. I don't want to see your organs. How you have your son chilling in your organs. That's a problem.
I mean, technically, we all used to chill in organs.
Used to! And once we born, we don't go back.
That's a good point. Okay. Good argument.
And it's just open. It shouldn't be that open. It's creepy.
You ever?
But at least like babies and shit, they're essentially like in a sack in the body.
Yeah.
These are just like, oh, it's time to fucking go chill. And I just hop in and like, here's my mom's kidney. Like, no, I'm just going to kick the shit out of her bladder.
Yo, it's hard to think that like now we're like 20, like mid to late 20s. We were babies once.
Yo.
Like, I look at, like, Tina's baby and, like, Mike as a kid now.
Yo.
And I look at them and I'm like, what are you thinking? Like, Tina sent me a picture the other day, and homie was trying to eat his foot.
Yeah.
And I was like, did I try to eat my foot?
Probably.
Like, what did I do? Do your parents ever tell you you did weird shit as a baby?
Yeah.
I apparently peed on a nurse's face.
Okay.
That's fire. I came right out the shot giving facials.
Yo.
Came right out the womb.
Wait, when you were, like the birth date? Like, when you were coming out, you peed?
Apparently I peed, yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, on a nurse's face.
Jeremy's peed on somebody when he was a baby.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know if he knows. My brother's sitting here. we don't put him on camera. I don't know why.
If you want, you can move in front of the camera.
Okay. Yeah. But we were giving him a bath in the sink one day, and he was like, you know, one or two or whatever. And Papa's girlfriend at the time had came down, and he just started peeing and just fucking got her. I was just like, oh no. It's like, I didn't know they could do that. It's fucking wild.
Like, he was peeing like straight up?
It arched.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's sick.
That's gravity.
My man had the stream and the slope.
Yo.
The X equals Y slope, whatever the fuck it is. Y equals MX plus B. Is that what it's called?
I don't fuck with that.
Yeah, I'm bad.
I don't remember.
At that's okay. What it is? Okay, I was all right. I'm not. Like,
we needed a newly graduated person to tell us what the slope formula was.
I'm
still
retarded.
Okay.
Me too.
Yo.
Took my math regions 13 times.
Fucking wild.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I've never had to take a regions more than once. But I think that's most people.
Must be nice to be smart.
Of course. It is fantastic.
It must be nice to take a test knowing you're going to pass.
Oh, no. I'm convinced every test I take that I'm going to fail.
Really?
Yeah.
Weren't you in, like...
I have no confidence.
But, like, weren't you in, like, honors classes?
Yeah. All the more reason to fail.
I almost let a Bronx word slip out of my mouth. I had to control myself. But, like...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Like, I mean, if I was in honors classes, I would have walked into class big dick swinging energy.
Nope. Because I knew out of the honor classes, I was the lower tier of the honor kids. Any, like, high-ranking class I was in, even, like, the advanced class. Out of the advanced class, I was the least skilled person. Like, for guitar. I should have specified that. The advanced guitar class, I was, like, the... lowest ranked person.
But you're still in an honors class. I don't think I've ever got close to honors anything.
That doesn't shock me.
Thanks. I was in like college level theater and
okay.
my dumbass didn't fill out the form to get the college credit.
Oh, you idiot.
Yeah, I'm stupid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. How the fuck?
Yeah, I'm pretty dumb.
Christ.
If it doesn't resonate through the podcast and on camera, if you're listening to this episode, it should.
Yo.
Pretty stupid. Would you believe me if I told you I got a 0 on a test?
Yes.
You had no hesitation for that.
Yeah.
I got a 0 on a math test.
Wait, which math?
Oh, no. I was like in like 8th grade, probably. Oh.
Don't you get points for writing your name?
I think it's just like the SATs.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't take that.
The one thing, real quick, I don't know if the mic's picking you up, but we'll, you know, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's side commentary from Jeremy.
Yeah. But, I mean, I never took the SATs either. I never...
God.
I knew I wasn't going to get anywhere special.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, what's the point in trying?
I think I bombed the fucking SATs.
Was it, like, hard?
I mean, I was never a really good test taker. And then it was much more stressful and everything. And then there was so many parts and it was so long. And I was just like, I'm going to Queensboro. What the fuck do I need this for? Same thing. Fucking. So because I came from a Catholic middle school.
Oh, you went to Catholic middle school?
Yeah.
Oh, I went to Catholic elementary school.
Yeah. I went to Lutheran pre-K.
I went to St. Francis.
Which one? There's like 7.
De Chantel.
Okay. I think that's the one my sister went to.
Yeah, that wasn't very holy. I got my ass beat.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yo, they're so much worse than fucking Catholic schools. They're just awful fucking people.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the Lord's house.
Yo, and it's not. It's a whorehouse.
Exactly.
The fucking, fuck. Yeah, my Catholic middle school, something about that. Oh, we had to take the tax test or whatever the fuck, which is like to get into the, Catholic high schools.
Yeah.
Like your Catholic high school admissions test. And... so that one, I was just like, fine, I'll do it. I think I passed that one pretty fucking good. And then mom's just like, you should take the specialized high school test. And I'm like, no. I'm not going to fucking Bronx Science. I'm not going to Stuyvesant. I'm not going to fucking LaGuardia. None of these fucking places. And they're just like, I'll just take it anyways, because what's the matter? And I'm just like, because I just don't wanna. But she made me do it, and I might have gotten like a 70 out of a couple thousand. I don't know. I did bad.
But
it was a hard fucking test.
What would have been like your dream college?
My dream college?
Yeah, like if you could have just chose where you went to school.
No funny shit, honestly, Queensboro. But
really?
Like, yeah, because there was a good enough art program that I didn't get to do because they didn't let you double major in a fucking community college, which is fucking whack.
Yeah.
I would have just had to come back and do another 2 years.
Yeah, that's whack, yeah.
So, but the music program was fucking incredible. The music production program especially. So, yeah, there's not many other places that I would have wanted to go to if I was a good enough, like, Musicians Institute.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just
and then Full Sail, just so I could be able to fucking work with NXT.
Ah.
Because I had a friend who went to Full Sail, and she was like, this place is fucking awful. I'm like, all right, never mind, it's not worth it.
I don't know if I would have a dream college, but I just know, like, I got a little bit of taste of the college party life, a little bit.
Okay.
Like, because my cousins lived upstate in Yorktown, and I would go to college parties with them.
Mm.
But, like, and we went to Albany. Have I ever told the Albany college story on this podcast?
I don't know.
No. So, we went to go see Uproar Festival.
Uh-huh.
We went to go see Shinedown, Godsmack, Stained.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say Seether, and I want to say 10 Years, or maybe Seven Dust. But it was
what
up in all.
What year was this?
Oh, it was like, I was still in high school. I was a senior, probably.
Okay, so like 2012 or 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we went to, it was near the Albany College campus.
Mm-hmm.
And we went on the campus, tried to get into these parties, and some dude was bringing us around to all these frat houses, and we couldn't get in unless we had beer or girls.
Okay.
We finally stumble upon this one fucking dorm, and it's just a stoner dorm, dude.
Nice.
It's like, they're literally, I cannot make this up,
right,
a TV a bit smaller than this monitor.
Okay.
And they're all sitting around in a circle watching Ted with a huge bong in the middle.
Nice.
And just passing it. There was no girls there.
Of course not.
And I remember, like, awkwardly standing in the kitchen as, like, a 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Just going, like, all right, like, I'm just going to sip this beer. And I saw, like, two people, like, run into the frat house, into the backyard, like, by us. They just went vroom,
yeah,
and jumped the fence. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? So we left, went to a bodega to get a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I come out the bodega with, like, I remember what I bought. Purple bag of Doritos, the spicy ones. I got, like, a turkey and cheese sandwich and a Monster.
Mm.
And there's four dudes and one chick standing outside this fucking, like, little deli.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude pulls out a bag of shrooms and goes, yo, bro, you want to buy shrooms? I'm 17.
Yeah, jeez.
I went, no, thank you. I'm okay.
Right.
And the girl goes, are you sure? And I went, I'm fucking positive. And I slept on a beanbag that night. And my phone died mid-conversation with my girlfriend at the time,
oh,
Belle.
No.
And there was,
oh, she probably lost her mind,
female voices in the background in the house I slept in. And I got my ass ripped apart the next day on the phone.
I bet.
Yeah.
Christ.
Yeah. But I wish I would have got a little bit of a taste of the college party life.
Hmm.
Which is weird for people probably listening that know me on a personal level, because I'm not a douchebag. But I do like to hang out and have a good time.
Yeah.
And I do like watching crazy shit happen.
Yeah. But also look at the community that you've created at your house.
It is
where we have all of that, essentially.
This is true.
Yeah.
We have had people fight, shit themselves, cry,
yeah,
vomit. A hooker was banged in my basement.
There's been, you know, regular, like, drinking games.
Yeah.
If you want to go the tame aspect of what you're describing here.
Yeah. A hooker was banged in my basement. I just skid over that.
Yeah. Have we ever told that story?
I don't know. I used to hang out with some kid named James Brown.
You don't have to fucking out him by name.
But, I mean, people are probably going to think... There's a few James Browns out in this world.
Okay, well... If he didn't want the story out here, then he could fucking, like, you know...
You can't sue us.
No?
I could be referring to a different James Brown.
He know who he is.
Yeah, he does. All he right, ain't gonna follow to find this.
Yeah, fuck him.
And if he does, he should be proud of himself.
It's a good story.
He banged a hooker.
Yeah.
It's a podcast story.
Yeah.
But this kid named James Brown... Christ.
He just doubled down and say his name more times.
Yeah, we're hanging out. It was like me, Graves, and Dom with James. And James goes, y'all won't think I'll call up a back page hooker right now and fuck her in the bathroom and be like, nah, James, you're a pussy. He wasn't pussy.
Christ.
And this girl came over and she looked like, she was alright, but she was like dusty okay.
Oh.
She was like, at glance, she was alright.
Okay.
Not a top-notch hooker, though.
Of course. I don't think you get top-notch ones in the Bronx.
No.
No. It's unfortunate.
He brought her into the bathroom, and we heard the door.
Mm-hmm.
We heard the, like, the pumps. You know, not his dick.
I thought you were sleeping when this happened.
Oh, that's the first time.
Oh, he's done this more than once.
Oh, yeah, it's been twice.
Oh, Christ.
Two times, same kid, same hooker.
Wow, how you get the same one?
I guess he really liked that pussy.
Okay.
Yeah. But, so James bangs the hooker, me, Graves, and Dom are hanging out. She leaves. I believe Graves offered her a Pepsi or a Budweiser, one of the two. And she left and Graves opened the bathroom door and was like, yo, it fucking smells.
Oh, no.
Like dirty pussy.
Oh, no. Ew. God damn it.
If my walls could talk.
Yo. The walls, the carpet, the fucking, the appliances.
Yeah.
It's all been through the shit. I was watching one of the videos that I took 2 years ago at when we all hung out for 4th of July.
Okay.
And the video of Mike laying on the floor and just getting Modelo poured down his fucking throat.
Oh, by Sean?
Yeah. And he's just, like, it's all pooling up in his mouth and then sliding down the sides. I was just like, yo, he's spilling all of it. And it's just getting into the carpet. Yo, if you guys ever pull up that fucking rug, it's just... It's gonna be bad.
There's definitely hepatitis C,
A, B, D,
AIDS,
X,
gonorrhea 10,000,
yo,
COVID 54.
Shit,
there's some fucked up shit on my carpet.
The original SARS virus.
Yeah,
there's polio in your carpet somehow.
We need like a test dummy that just has never had any kind of like vaccines, flu shots,
just to lick the floor.
Yeah. We'll see if they die.
Yo.
The basement's toxic.
Yeah, the basement's...
The cave is... It's not sanitary.
No.
At least the carpet isn't.
I'm willing to bet most of it's not. Yo, there's fucking... You got egg on the ceiling. You still have raw egg on your ceiling.
Yeah. Memories.
Yeah. And Mike spit on the ceiling that one time.
Oh, spit the beer?
Yeah.
Yeah. The people listening right now are like, yeah, we have fucked up friends. Oof. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with any of us. I mean, I have an idea, but I mean, we're all probably on the spectrum. At least a good quarter of us.
Yeah.
And that's okay if we are.
Yeah.
It's perfectly fine.
But we're just a problem.
Yeah, for sure.
Being on the spectrum is not a problem. But just, as a collective, is a problem.
As a collective, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I feel bad every time a new person comes along.
Yeah.
I always warn them.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think you understand.
Right.
The fuckery that's about to ensue. Like, and we're always chill the first hour or two.
Right.
And after that, it gets... Like, Alyssa, I know Alyssa listens to this podcast. Hi, Alyssa.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she would be ready.
I think she would.
I don't think so.
I mean, at least, like, she'd be like, okay, it is as bad as they say.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
But I think, like, she'd fall into it pretty quick.
Oh, yeah? You don't think
she'd be cool with it.
You don't think she'd get up and leave?
I doubt it.
I'm so amazed.
Unless anybody was being, like, shitty to her, which we wouldn't allow.
No, yeah, nobody would do that, I don't think. Nobody's shitty to people.
No.
Thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
But people get pretty fucking rowdy.
Yeah.
I remember, like, the first time, like...
She'd be chaotic.
Having, like... Tori over or like having anybody over the first time, I always am just like, listen, like, it's gonna get real fucking weird. Like, you bringing Chrissy over the first time, him coming over the first time, like, I'm like, yo, like, are they safe? Because in about 2 hours, this is gonna get fucking wild.
Right. And then that day was the shitpocalypse.
Yeah, what a first impression.
Right.
Was that the first time you came over? No.
Jeremy's
been
over
before. A bunch of times. Yeah.
But that was, I think, the first Dare Pong that he was at.
Yeah, that's the first Dare Pong. Yeah, that was the first time Chrissy was ever over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember thinking this poor girl's going to leave.
Yo.
And somehow, I think she said at some point in the night when the Denzel shit was going on, she was like, "Can I see?" And I was like, "You don't want to."
Ma'am, why? Why is she like this?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh.
We just went on a good 7-minute tangent about how fucked up our friend group is.
Yeah.
It's scary.
And not for nothing, anybody who's like watched a video or listened to a podcast in the past knows this.
This is true.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's stories that haven't been told on here. Like, because so much
there's
has
gotta
happened.
Be.
So much has happened.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, right? Isn't that hard to think about?
Yeah. This is not a very good fucking conversation just because it's going to be a lot of dead air.
Yeah, a lot of dead air. Oh.
Just us trying to fucking think, and us thinking already doesn't go very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it never works out when I think.
Yeah.
Usually ends up bad.
Should we talk about roller coasters?
Oh, yeah. You said you went on a new one, right?
Yo. All right.
I'm pussy.
So, I've never really fucked a roller coasters heavy. I've, you know, done like a couple ones that don't go upside down.
I was born and raised on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm pussy.
Yeah. Fucking, so, you know, like I've actually never really gone on anything at Great Adventure until this year. But basically, Tony got me into going to Six Flags and shit. And he's a fucking roller coaster pro. Jeremy's a roller coaster pro. And we went, like, the end of April, about? And we put my ass on most of the rides. Now, like I said, I don't mind things that don't go upside down. But if it's upside down, there's going to be a fucking problem.
Yeah.
And the first thing we did as soon as we got into the park was we did King to Ka first.
Which was the biggest.
The biggest, the fastest, just the motherfucker.
Yeah.
And it was just like, all right, you knock out the biggest ride in the park, everything else is going to be light work. Let's go.
Okay.
So we did that. And it's, like I've said to you before, like, it's so fast, you don't get a chance to digest what just happened.
Yeah.
So you actually have to go on it twice.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're going to do it.
They are hell-bent on getting me.
This little pussy bitch.
I'm pussy.
Yes. And we're going to make you not pussy. Because I was pussy too.
What if something happens? I got a beer gut, Lauren.
And then you're dead.
What if?
And then you don't know that you're dead, so it's fine.
That's not what I plan on.
Well,
I plan on attempting to have a future. It's Father's Day. I don't have a father. I mean, I do. He's watching above. I would like to have a kid in like 10 years if some poor soul
Imagine
would love me.
He doesn't enjoy the podcast. He's just like, the fuck is he doing?
Yeah, I mean, he's probably disappointed. There's probably some disappointed Pat. What are you talking about, Joe? They're looking down right now. Like,
it's just like, This
hookers, this dare pong,
yo,
shit stories.
but yeah, so we did King to Ka and it was great. And like Mike said, it's Mike's favorite ride in the park too.
Turner?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He's like, we gotta get Joe on it. I was just like, yo, we bring the GoPro, we're strapping the GoPro to my head just to watch your reaction the entire time.
Mike just likes to watch me suffer.
It's fun.
That is a hobby of Mike Turner's.
And me.
And apparently everybody.
Yeah. Dare Pong would not be successful if we didn't enjoy somebody getting tortured.
This is true.
Yeah.
I think I have the most nut losses next to Denzel.
Yeah, I think so. That sounds about right. We'd actually have to like go and tally that.
It's cool. I'll go fuck myself, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. But, yeah, so we did that. Then we did El Toro. And El Toro is fucking violent. It's great. And then I think next was Bizarro. And that was the one that goes upside down. And I was told, it's just like, it's so smooth, like, you don't even realize you're upside down. And I'm just like, fuck. So I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was the one loop.
Uh-huh.
No, there's a mad inversions. There's like 7 different fucking things where it kind of does a flip.
Uh-huh.
It's nuts.
7 flips?
Yeah. Not all like, not like, wee.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fucked up.
Yeah, no, that I'd fucking lose my goddamn mind. But, like, there's the big loop, and there's, like, the fucking, like, I don't know if they call it boomerang thing. I don't know. Whatever the fuck. I don't know the names. I watch a lot of roller coaster videos, but I still know nothing.
Okay.
But yeah, so the entire time I'm like, I won't look at the ride. I'm just like fucking just quiet. And Tony's like, oh no. She's fucking freaking out. I was like, yeah. We get on it. I couldn't remember it. Not like it was bad, but like I was just that freaked out that it didn't sink in.
You closed your eyes the whole time?
Yes, for the most part.
Yeah.
And then like I'd open my eyes and be like, and close them again. And just, yeah.
I did that on the first time for Superman. I closed my eyes the whole entire time.
Yo.
Yeah. Did you guys do Superman?
So we did Superman the second time.
Okay.
That we went to a Great Adventure. Because the first time, like, because it's like right at the beginning of the park, essentially.
Yeah.
Or like that's the one you could see from the parking lot, besides King to Cobb, because it's so fucking tall. Just looking like a big green and blue penis. But, yeah, we went. So, like, most people, they go to Superman first. And so, like, that line's always pretty fucking busy.
Yeah.
So, this was the time that we went, where we did the power hour, which we tried to get you to go to. And then you were just like, no, I have a date. And that bitch ain't give you no pussy, so I don't know why
yeah.
you thought that was important.
I tried. I'm trying out here.
You know what made me mad, though?
What?
Is you're just like, no, I can't cancel on her again. I was like, we had the plans first.
I know, I felt
you
bad. Should
have told her I'm not available this day because I have friends.
And then she canceled on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to fucking fight you.
I know. Bitches. As my friend Pablo would say.
Yo, bitches.
Bitches.
But, yeah, that would have been a perfect day to fucking bring you on rides because the, you know, it's only a select couple rides you can go on. So there's not, like, I don't know why, but, like, there's just a lot of motherfuckers ain't there.
Yeah.
And it's, like, from 4 to 9 or 4 to 8, whatever the fuck. I think this day was 4 to 9. And the wait times are maybe 5 minutes tops, like, for the lines.
That's not bad.
That's fucking incredible. But now, like, I'm spoiled. Because now it's just, like, I don't want to have to wait on an hour-long line. That shit fucking sucks. But, yeah, so I think we did Superman first that day. And, you know, it was really quick. That one type fucked me up a little bit. Because, like, the one part, Tony's just like, it's a boring fucking ride. But, like, there's a one part that's cool, like, where, you know, like, you're, anybody who doesn't know this ride, like, you're laying down, essentially. Which is fucking not comfy. And especially at the end, when you just have to wait for them to take you off the ride, and you're just fucking hanging.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking popped a bunch of blood vessels in my fucking shoulder from that.
Really?
I got some little bitch-ass fucking shoulder skin. But the blood vessels just pop all the fucking time.
Goddamn.
Shit's fucking obnoxious. But, yeah, so, like, there's the one part where, like, it, you know, it kind of brings you up and then, like, whips you under. So now, like, you're on your back just facing the sky.
Oh, God.
Shit was nuts. You've been on that one, though. So you know what I'm
talking
about.
Yeah.
It was fucking, that part was pretty fucking cool. And then we did a Green Lantern.
Which, isn't that, like, fucking scary?
It's not scary. It's uncomfortable.
Okay.
Because it's a standing coaster, and there's, like, a fucking bike seat on your fucking crotch.
Oh.
And it's just like, okay, this isn't fun. And then, like, it's kind of, like, it's not smooth, so you're just fucking bouncing your head around the entire time.
Oh, so you got, like, suffocated dick and balls and suffocated puss the
a
whole
little,
ride?
Yeah. Not so much suffocated. It's not like it's not like a fucking, like the old swing seats, like when we were little, the ones that you actually get placed in.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like one of those. It's just a really fucking uncomfortable piece of, like, hard plastic that you put your fucking nuts on.
Oh.
So, yeah, that part's just not fun. It's a nice route, though.
Okay.
Like, if it was any other type of, like, car, it'd be nice. Like, any other, like, type of train car situation.
Okay.
Would be cool. But, yeah. If I never went on that one again, I wouldn't be upset.
Okay. That was that a...
Yeah, like, but I'll go on it again if, like, I'm in a group of people who want to go.
Okay.
But it's not like, oh, well, it's my favorite ride in the park. It's
yeah.
not. The ride's fucking... you can handle Nitro. I know you can handle Nitro. Nitro's just pleasant.
Does it go upside down?
No.
Okay.
It's... But you get, like, a nice kind of, like, when it hits the hills, like, you kind of pop out a little bit, but it's, like, gentle.
Okay.
It's like floater airtime is like what they call it. And it's just like, it's just chill.
That scares me, the whole floating out thing.
If you want, they could staple you into the seat and you don't have to worry about that.
What is the fucking, what's the biggest ride again, King Dakar?
King Dakar is like the tallest, yeah.
Yeah, like you definitely float out in that one, right?
No, you're going so fast you can't.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, maybe a little bit like, because there is the hill towards the end. So a little bit there, but that's about it.
Okay. Because that's a big fear I have.
One thing, the second time me and Tony went on that, Well, it was me, Tony, and then Jeremy and Chrissy. But me and Tony were next to each other, and, like, when it goes to stop, both of us just fucking smashed crotches into the fucking, like, seat.
Oh.
And I was like, ah! But it wasn't that bad, but no. It was just, like, how we both managed to, ow, my balls.
I've had blue balls before. I don't want to hurt my nuts when it's supposed to be fun.
Eh, it happens.
Yeah.
You know? It's like when a girl's, like, kind of on you and they accidentally fucking knees you in the nuts. It's okay. It'll be fine.
I've never been accidentally kneed in the nuts during any foreplay, thankfully.
Huh.
That would suck.
I figured, like, if she crawling on you, she misses her fucking knee, like, thought she was going for your thigh, slips off the thigh, just nut.
I'm happy that hasn't happened to me. That sounds painful. Watch it happen now.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, watch
you it. You better tell me if it does.
Watch it happen this week.
Yo.
Because I'm trying to tear that ass out this week.
No,
I'm trying to tear that ass out this week with somebody, hopefully.
Jesus.
But now I'm going to get kneed in the nuts.
Good. That's because you didn't come to Six Flags with us.
Yo,
it's all your fault.
That would be terrible.
Okay, so the only ride I won't fuck with in the park is Joker, because that one, it's an interesting fucking route, but like the seats, they spin the entire time. Like they'll either rock or they'll go like completely around, and it's just no. Fuck that shit. But
no,
yeah, we just went. This past Wednesday, it was me, Tony, Jeremy. Tony goes with us all the time because he could drive.
Yeah.
And also, he loves it, so, yeah.
Okay, that's like his thing.
Yeah.
He likes amusement parks.
If he could go every week, he would.
Gotcha.
So, we fucking leave here at, like, 8 a.m. The park don't open till 10. It's, like, an hour and a half away. And, you know, anybody who knows the Cross Bronx, it's a fucking nightmare at all times.
Yeah.
Somehow, we got there before 10 o'clock. Like, okay. It was 9:40 when we pulled up. That's fucking impressive.
Yeah, that's early.
Yeah. So we're like, all right, there's a brand new ride. We're trying to knock that shit out first because that line's going to get fucking batshit.
Yeah.
So we get in. We go right to... did I say Lizzie was there with us? I forgot to...
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if I left her out. We go right to fucking Jersey Devil. And we're waiting. And we're waiting there maybe about 20 minutes. And then person comes over with just like, the ride's not operating yet. We don't know what time it's actually going to start. You know, yeah, I'll come back later. Just like, fuck. All right. So let's go knock out the other rides, because it wasn't that crowded yet. So we go and we do Wonder Woman. And that one's cool. It's a little frightening. But at first. But then when you kind of get used to it, it's just like, whoa, this is nuts.
Do you go upside down?
No, but it is a pendulum ride. Okay. So, like, it, you know, it kind of does this whole thing.
Oh.
And it brings you to an angle, like, let's say that this is, like, the top part. It brings you about, like, here. So you get, like, a... I don't know my angles. I passed geometry, but, like, barely. But, yeah, it's fucking wild. And, like, if you're looking, you're just, like, sideways. You just, like, see the horizon this way.
No.
It's fucking nuts.
Okay.
But, yeah. At first, I had my eyes shut, and then I was open. I was just like, whoa, this is happening. This is real.
I don't think I ever asked you this. Are you afraid of heights?
It's not the heights I'm afraid of.
It's what can happen. Yeah. It's, so are you afraid of being on a plane?
No, but I'm afraid of planes falling out of the sky.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Like, I think I got over my plane phobia last summer.
Yeah.
Like, especially being alone on both flights.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm like, there was a little bit of turbulence on the way home.
Oh,
I don't know if I ever told you this part.
Maybe.
The second trip I took on the way there, I did a layover. I'm going into, like, Lexington, South Carolina from North Carolina.
Okay.
And it says an hour flight. Dude, I was on that plane 20 minutes.
Yeah, that shouldn't be an hour.
Yeah, and I'm, like, listening to...
Maybe like, because, like, they don't take off immediately. Maybe, like, between, like, the takeoff and the stop of it. But, like, you're probably only in the air for maybe a half hour tops.
Yeah, so 20 minutes go by. I'm listening to a podcast, and all I hear is, boom! And I was like, yeah, what the... fuck is that?
Yeah,
that'd
be scary.
I felt like two bumps, and I was like, "What the fuck?" And I look out the window, we're landing.
Okay.
And I'm like, "Holy shit!" And I wasn't the only one that looked up, fucking terrified.
Yeah.
Rough landing, and I was scared. I also had turbulence on the way to South Carolina 2 years back.
Right.
And I was shitting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't having a good time.
Fair enough.
Like, but I think I'm over the plane fear. I'm more so scared of God forbid.
Yeah.
Like, thunderstorm mid-sky.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, shit, guess what I have to do? Cry right now.
Because, like, my first time on a plane, I must have been, like, fucking 8 years old. So it was only, like, a year or two removed from 9/11. So, like, that New York PTSD. And I was just like,
oh, no.
What if something goes wrong? And my mom's just like, what are the odds? And I'm like, that's good, I guess. We ended up missing the flight. They fucking put us at the wrong gate. And then we were just like, when's the plane leaving for Bermuda? And they're just like, oh, it left already.
Damn.
And so it's like, bitch, we've been sitting here the whole time. And it's just like, yeah, it's that one over there. It's like, motherfuckers. So this is usually what will happen with me. Where is, if I'm supposed to, like, do something at some point, if it's taking too long, now I just want it over with. So, like, you know, any nerves that I had with the airplane, it was just like, now I got to come back tomorrow and try again. Like, all right, fine. I don't even care if the fucking plane falls.
Yeah.
Fuck this shit. Same thing when I did the last time I got, like, my blood work done for physical, where they left me in that room for 45 minutes waiting for the fucking blood work to be done.
Jeez.
And instead of, like, the fear that I had, I was just like, I want to go home. Like, I want this shit over with. Come on. What the fuck are we doing?
It's the worst. If you had delayed flights...
Mm.
Dude, I was in the airport like at fucking 2 hours. I wanted to... I've ever told you this. I had a delayed flight coming home from South Carolina 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let me drink at the bars in the airport because I didn't have a driver's license. I was 24.
Yeah.
Probably at the time. 25, maybe.
That's weird.
And they were like, oh, you can't drink because you don't have a driver's license. I was like, I'm getting on a plane.
Yeah.
I'm not driving it.
Yeah.
I just want a beer while I wait 2 hours.
Like, I know they don't want people getting fucked up on airplanes and shit, but, like, it's a beer.
Yeah.
Beers don't even do shit.
Yeah.
Know how many you need? I don't drink. But, like, it's a lot of beers to do anything.
Yeah, I guess it depends on your tolerance. I can't go past, like, about 7.
Okay.
No, I can. It depends on the beer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can probably, honestly, I've had 3 of these.
Yeah.
And I'm chilling. I'm not even close to buzzed.
Right.
I could probably take down all of these in those fridge.
Probably.
And I'll be fine.
Yeah.
But, like...
It's essentially slightly flavored water.
Yeah. Well, no, this is a regular beer.
It's a light.
Yeah. Well, yeah. A light beer.
Yeah.
I like light beers.
Okay.
But, you know, vodka, I can't do. I've talked about this on the show.
Yeah.
I had Tito's the other night.
Yeah.
Terrible stomach pain.
Oh, yeah.
Tito's and McDonald's? Ew. Not good.
No.
I had a quarter pounder with cheese and a few shots of Tito's vodka because these girls we were hanging out with like Tito's vodka. Bad tummy.
Bitches like Tito's.
Bad tummy.
My stepmom likes that shit.
It tastes like rubbing alcohol.
Figures.
It's fucking terrible. People need to stop drinking that. It should be illegal.
Yeah.
I felt like I had stomach cancer the next day.
Oh, jeez.
It was fucking awful. If you don't see, you don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to drink, what would you drink?
Besides Bailey's.
Just Bailey's?
Like an actual drink that I could probably have more than fucking one of?
Yeah. Or even if you were just to have one, what would you choose? You think
some shit that tastes good, that's all I know.
Do you think you would probably like something fruit-flavored?
Maybe.
But are you a fruit person?
I don't like actual fruit, but I like fruit flavors.
What if you had to choose a fruit flavor, what would you go towards? Like...
I like apples and oranges.
So you would like a cider beer, I think.
Yeah.
You would like apple beer.
Mm-hmm.
Apple
beer. Like the Angry Orchards and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are fire.
Mom used to fucking drink them shits all the time.
Yo, I don't care what anybody says. People like, oh, that's a bitch beer. Then I'm a bitch. Because that shit is delicious. And
bitches like shit that tastes good, Mo. Like, come on.
Facts. I'm a big bitch then.
Yeah.
Because that's fucking great.
Who doesn't want something that tastes good? Why do you want something that tastes like pain?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
That's why I say, well, I don't know why people like vodka, clear vodka. People like, oh, you drink Pink Whitney, the fucking shit Chrissy and me like. But it tastes good.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like I'm putting rubbing alcohol in my esophagus.
Mm.
I don't understand.
Right.
Are we really at an hour and 47?
No, it's doing it by, like, counts.
Oh.
Yeah, like, by measures, essentially. So I don't know how to change it to the time.
Oh, I was like, there's no way it's been an hour and 47 minutes.
Yeah, there's got to be a way. Like, I went to school for this shit. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
It's cool.
Yeah, I'll fix it at some point.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so eventually back to Six Flags. We finished up basically everything in the park. And then we're just like, all right, you know what? Me and Lizzie are thirsty. Let's go sit down and we'll drink some water. And we'll, like, camp out in front of Jersey Devil and just, like, kind of check it out.
Yeah.
So sitting there. And then, like, they're starting to take, like, the car, like the train cars out. Mm-hmm. And we're like, this is probably a good sign. And they're working on it. And, you know, they've brought out all four fucking trains. And they start, before they start bringing one up the hill, the very first one that came out, it's like, is seat 3 or 4. They're trying to get it to close. That shit won't lock.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And we're just like, ooh, this is bad. And, you know, we were trying to think, like, maybe that if they were to send it up with nobody in it, and then they could probably put it away. No, because, like, there's all these sensors. If the thing won't lock, then I don't think it'll go. Like, I don't think they could send it up all the way at all.
Ah, I get what you're saying.
That's why roller coasters are quite fucking safe.
Yeah.
Because there's so many sensors and so many things that have to be, like, okayed before it could do anything. There's been accidents, but, like, you know.
See, I know Graves, I'm probably outing him. I apologize, John. But he's not a roller coaster guy either. Yeah.
I never was.
Maybe me and him both have to overcome the fear together.
Yeah.
Maybe it has to be like a brotherhood asylum thing.
Yeah.
We both got to get on. I mean, I technically have somewhat overcome my fear because I did Superman last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to over.
Superman ain't shit, Mo.
It goes upside down. That's enough for me.
Ooh, it does one upside down. Everything else is just, like, not fun.
But I'm not born upside down, Lauren.
Okay, neither was I.
I was born crooked.
Wait, technically, aren't we all born upside down because we go out head first?
Oh, this... Yo, holy shit.
Oh. Really makes you think, huh?
Damn.
I broke him. Yes. Ta-da.
We were born upside down. Well, I mean... Yeah.
Yeah, because you come out head first, not feet first. Unless you came out feet first.
Oh, that would hurt the puss.
No, it's going to hurt either way, but yeah. You're just more likely to break your neck if you come out feet first.
Wait, no, I mean, if they get... I mean, yeah.
Yeah, because then, like you can get the neck and then, like, the head could fucking... I think that's how it works. I don't know. I don't know babies. I don't like babies.
I don't like babies.
I don't know what they do. I don't know what their problems are. Fuck them, I guess.
Well, what's the age you can start dealing with them at?
Because, so I like child psychology. Like, I like when, like, little kids try to figure shit out.
Yeah.
And, like, how they try to explain shit, but they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah, yeah,
so that's kind of cool to me. So that's about, like, you know, 3 or 4 years old. Like, with one of my, I guess, cousin's kids? I don't know. This girl, Brooke, yeah, like, just trying to, like, watch her figure shit out. It's just like, this is kind of cool. But, yeah, other than that, like, babies aren't cute. They're not.
I think Tina's baby's cute, but maybe that's just because I spent time with him.
He's got fat cheeks.
Yeah.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah, he's
but,
cute.
But, like, he doesn't have his own face yet. I mean, well, the kid's not almost a year, but, like, you
he's
know,
close to a year.
Getting close to a Coming year in. Already. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty cute. But, like, most, like, especially newborns, like, when they're just like, oh, it's so beautiful. No, it's not. Their faces are smashed because you had to come out of a hole. You just fucking, and you're usually covered in shit still, and you just, covered your eyes ain't open.
Covered in pussy and organ goo.
Yo, like, I don't get it. I was just like, I don't like a baby till it starts developing its own face.
Okay. So about, yeah. Like, 2 years old.
A year, year and a half.
Year,
yeah.
Year and a half, okay.
Yeah.
I don't like a baby until it develops.
No. And even then, like, I'm still not going to like you, but, like, I can understand. It's just like, ah, now you're kind of going to become a person. When you're first born, you're not a fucking person.
That's, like, one of the best podcast quotes ever. I don't like you until you've developed into a person.
Yeah. And even then, you might still fucking suck.
Yeah, you might. I was just about to say.
Because the way that people raise their kids
now. You might be a shitty
now,
baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how certain parents raise their kids now is fucking awful.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, I don't even want to be around you. Fuck you.
That's why I think Tina's going to be a cool parent.
Yo.
Like, I think that baby is going to be pretty boss.
Yo. That kid's going to be super fucking chill.
He already is. He watches wrestling.
And fucking horror movies.
Yeah, and I watched it with him.
Either that or they're going to create a fucking serial killer.
That too.
Which I think Dom would actually be excited about.
Yeah, I think so. He has a stuffed Michael Myers.
Yo, what a fucking movie. Because, like, Dom went to, like, mortuary school or whatever the fuck, right? Like, he can do, like, the I don't know, whatever the fuck you do to corpses after the person's dead. Or did he want to?
I think he wanted to.
Oh, man. Because, like, imagine, like, your son's a serial killer, but you're, like, a mortician.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah. And then you take care of all your son's victims. And you can, like, fucking hide them.
See, I hope Dom doesn't listen to this episode, because you're giving him ideas.
Well, then, if shit starts going wrong in whatever part of the fucking woods they live in, then we just know who to blame him.
They do live in the woods, kind of. Yeah. They live in, like, on top of a hill.
Oh, Christ.
Around a few other houses, but if you walk in the backyard, there's just woods.
Mm.
That baby is gonna become, like, a little fucking murderer.
Yo.
But then Christ. We can pay him to kill people we don't like.
See, I don't really require that. I don't know if there's really many people I want killed.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, just don't talk to me.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
I think
As long as I ain't got to deal with your ass, I don't care if you live or die.
Good point.
Yeah.
I think I got one or two that could eat it.
Oh, jeez.
I wouldn't feel that much sympathy. No. Maybe, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
They're listening to the old jams out there.
Yo, Pop was listening to fucking Italian music this morning.
Yeah?
But let me finish with the goddamn Jersey Devil.
Okay.
We get sidetracked fucking hard.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, so I got to show you the video for this one. It's pretty wild, because it's tall. I think it's like the tallest, longest single rail roller coaster, because it's instead of like sitting next to a person, it's just one motherfucker. So it's like 12 motherfuckers on a 12 car train.
Oh, so like me, then there's a cart behind me and it's you.
Yeah.
And there's a cart behind you and it's somebody.
Yeah.
And there's 12.
Yeah.
That's a little crazy.
It's fucking cool.
I don't have anybody to cry next to.
Yeah, so that was my concern. And then when we got on, because basically, like, we camped out in front of it, and then it was just like, all right, it looks like they're going to start, like, really running it. So we, like, kind of stood in front of, like, where the sign was,
mm-hmm.
and then a line just sort of started forming. And then eventually they were just like, guys, you know, we don't know exactly when it's going to open, and we're just, like, looking at you, but it's going to open. Because, yeah. like, how are you going to have all the cars out? You're sending fucking test runs around. But they're just like, oh, go do other stuff, you know, while you can. It was just like, thank God we knocked everything out. We knocked out all the other rides in maybe 3 hours.
That's not bad.
That's fucking incredible.
Yeah, that's good.
4 hours if you include, like, the Superman line wait was roughly almost an hour.
Okay.
Like I said, it's, like, one of the first rides that you can see in the park. Everybody kind of runs to that immediately.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're just like, all right, we're just going to chill here. So then we're watching the test runs. They're starting to, like, put employees in for the test runs. And, like, they make them put their hands up and everything, which, like, nah. I want to hold on to something.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. But, so then eventually I'm looking. I was, like, at this group. If the guy just says, all right, we're open, it's going to be a fucking stampede and people are going to get hurt. Thank God they didn't do that. The guy comes over. He's like, all right, how many? And just, like, sends them up like that.
Yeah.
Like, in groups. I'm like, thank God. Because sometimes, like, they run shit wrong. So it could have went real bad, but it didn't. But, yeah, so we get up there, and then Tony, Jeremy, and Lizzie are 10, 11, 12. And there's only 12 in a train. So I have to go on by myself.
Damn.
And I was like, I ain't taking this first car. Fuck that shit. So there was a party of five behind me. I was like, y'all want to go ahead of me? And they were like, yeah. I'm like, all right, cool. So, yeah, I get to go on. And it's really tall. And then, you know, solid fucking drop. And it's, you know, it's got your bounces and your curves and shit. And then there's a part, say, like, this is, like, facing upward.
Okay.
So, like, you start on the turn with that, and then you're upside down.
What?
For, like, a stall. No. And then it flips back.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
So I was so freaked out about that I was just like, you know what? I don't know if I could actually pull this ride off. But then, because we were waiting so long, I was like, all right, come on, let's just go. Like, same thing I was talking about before. I was just like, I just want to do it now.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, you don't, like, I thought because it was a stall, you were going to feel it more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was going to have a little bit more, like, I'm going to fall in my seat. You don't. It's so weird. And then, like, you're looking and you're just like, I'm upside down.
I don't like that.
I never liked it either. It's a wild thing, like, once you start getting used to it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you just kind of become fascinated with, like, bizarro how freaked out I was the first time. When we just went this last time, I didn't scream at all on the ride. I was just like, whoa, this is fucking happening, huh? it's just kind of fascinating. We're just like, the human body has found a way to do this. And granted, it's not the human body doing shit.
Yeah.
But like, there's a way that I can sit here and like be turned all different ways, and it's fucking nuts.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see things.
It's still red.
Oh, I didn't see things moving. Okay.
Yeah, no, it, for some reason this one doesn't automatically scroll.
Oh, okay. I was nervous.
Yeah. But yeah, it's fucking, it was cool. And then because like we got off and the line wasn't that long, and we're just like, y'all want to go again?
And you guys went again.
Yeah.
I like water rides.
Water rides are cool. I don't like wearing shorts in public.
Okay.
So you're not going to, like, it'd be hard for me to really get to a water park. So, yeah.
Water rides are safe to me, kind of.
Yeah, until, oh, I don't know if you saw this, I don't know if it was Hurricane Harbor or Splish, some fucking, one of the amusement parks, one of the water parks, one of the water slides caught fire. Is a water slide.
How does a water slide?
I don't know. I think, because it might have been like the top part that managed to get, because sometimes motherfuckers try to light up cigarettes in rides.
Why?
Because they're assholes. That was the only, I think, death at Great Adventure in the Houdini ride that they have. It's like some fucking building. I don't know what the
fuck
it is.
It's going to be a dead boy summer.
Yo.
Because people are going to do stupid shit and die.
Of course. But yeah, like some guy tried to light up a fucking cigarette in the Houdini ride and then it caught fire.
Isn't that the shit that like goes upside? I think I did that.
It's like a building thing. I don't know anything about it.
I might have done it like you're sitting in this shit and it kind of goes upside down. It's like a virtual kind of thing, but it's not virtual also.
Mm.
I think I might have done that.
I didn't do it, so I want to know shit.
We got to do that.
I assumed it was like a tower or some shit. I was told the Houdini one's most like a haunted house, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I don't do haunted houses. Suck my dick.
No, but it's cool though, because like,
okay, fuck.
You like.
Oh, there's the other couple rides you might like. The, like, fuck. The Justice League ride, I think there is. Oh, and there's some League? Other Batman, like the Dark Knight ride.
Oh, I went on that. That was kind of lame.
Oh, really? Okay. Like, I've never been on them. I just know that you like Batman.
Yeah.
You're a little Batman whore.
I know they have a Justice League gift shop. That makes me happy.
Okay.
The Hall of Justice.
Huh.
Yeah. You didn't see that there?
No.
They have like a Hall of Justice gift shop with all like DC shit.
I thought that was out of Superman.
No.
Like at the end of Superman, you walk through a little gift shop.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like a old DC gift shop.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it should make
it was
me
called
happy.
Something else, I think, though. But I don't remember. Fuck it. Yeah, there was that. But I wasn't buying jack shit. We don't buy anything when we go to this fucking place.
Like, no ice cream, no funnel cake. See, I love that about amusement parks.
The only thing is that you're going to want to do that at the end after all the rides because you don't want to throw up.
True. All right, see, I never understood this, right? Like, they have the swimming rule. Like, don't eat an hour mm-hmm. before you go in the pool. Don't eat before you get on a ride. But, like, what if I just have, like, a hot dog?
I mean, I guess really depending on, I guess when we're little, where if something were to go wrong, we just fucking drown. But now that, like, our feet can, like, touch the ground, we're probably okay.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Because we were always told, like, you're going to cramp up and then you're going to die. I'm like, oh, that's fun. Thanks.
I would hate to see somebody projectile vomit on a ride.
Dude, the second time we went for when we did the Power Hour, we won El Toro twice. And Tony was next to me for El Toro. And I was just like, there's a decent chance I puke today. And he's like, don't you fucking dare.
Well, yeah, 'cause he's terrified of vomit.
Yeah.
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 This is why he can't come to Dare Pong's.
No.
Because, like, if we vomit in front of him, what will happen? Will he just, like,
He'll
have a seizure?
He'll fucking leave. He will leave. He'll be like, that's it. And he'll just get in his car and you won't see him again. He might just keep driving. He might end up in a different state. We don't know.
But what is it? Like, is it just the disgustingness of vomit? Or is he scared of it?
I mean, it's disgusting. He's like, anything that you put in your mouth, like, that gets into your stomach should not come back up.
That's his thing.
So, like, when it comes to, like, you know, certain dares, like, with the mystery shot or something, like, where, you know, it gets into the mouth and the bleh, like, it spit out, that's different. But if it's just, you know, like, any of the drinking dares that eventually make you vomit.
Yeah.
That, whole different story from.
Okay.
He might still get a little fucking grossed out with the, you know, the spitting shit back up, but.
Mm.
Like, how you kind of threw up for the toilet paper dare?
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd be like, nope.
I don't know why. I just did. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
But I just regurgitated real fast.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the thought of cocky on toilet paper that freaked me out. But
that'll do it.
Even though there wasn't
cocky. You could eat ass, but not that.
Oh, yeah, eating ass is great.
Man, you got to make sure everybody's, like, prepared for that.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You have to trust. You have to have so much. I don't have that type of trust in anybody.
I wonder if this girl likes her butt eating that I'm talking about.
Well, you're going to find out.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it's just a fling. So if I lick your butt and you don't like it, it's cool, you know? Then you could just be like, all right, I don't like this. Do the next thing.
And if she likes it, that might be the only thing she lets you do.
That'll be a record of 3 butts eaten.
Okay.
I'm going for the hat trick. I'm going for the 3 German suplexes. I want to eat 3 butts.
Oh, my God.
I've eaten 2. I'm aiming for 3.
All right. Do you think?
I'll throw a party.
I've officially eaten 3 asses.
Yeah.
I would like to figure this shit out.
Yeah, because I don't know how long we've been going.
Okay, a little over an hour.
A little over an hour. We're an hour and what, 5?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not bad. We could go for like 10 more.
Yeah, yeah. But I really thought that was going to fucking fall over.
Oh, no.
Joe like tapped a fucking beer can and I thought that shit was going to fall onto my beautiful new computer.
Oh, no, no. These are both empty.
Because I kick you in the face so fucking quick.
Yeah. No, these are both empty. I'm a pro. All
right, good.
Those chicken wings were really good.
Yo. I don't like the sauce, but like pre-sauce, she was nice.
You are not a condiment person. Have we spoke about this on the show?
Maybe, maybe not. I don't really know.
Lauren does not like sauces.
Yeah.
But you like dessert flavorings and stuff. All right.
Define dessert flavorings. Like chocolate sauce and caramel sauce?
Well, do you like that stuff? No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's sweet.
So let's say like...
But I wouldn't put that on a fucking burger.
Would you dip a cookie into like some chocolate sauce?
Sure.
But like, you know... All right, so chicken nuggets.
Uh-huh.
Plain?
Yeah.
Yo, I almost feel like turning on the camera for this one. Because we ought to have a conversation.
I don't understand what the problem here is.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what the problem is. I ordered Uber Eats.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday. I ordered chicken nuggets.
Okay.
These motherfuckers gave me no sauce.
Good.
What kind of... Bitch, who is calling me while I'm complaining about
fucking Sean? Fuck off, Sean.
I love you, Sean, but not right now. Now I gotta record again.
Oh, Christ.
So, as I was saying, chicken nuggets with no sauce.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
They're good. They're good on their own.
But, like, it's dry.
No.
So, when you were a kid,
uh-huh.
Little kid,
yeah.
Chicken nuggets,
yeah.
No ketchup,
no.
No barbecue sauce, nothing.
No. If you give me a cheese sauce, I'll put them in cheese sauce. Though. Yeah, I like cheese.
Okay.
But that's about it.
So you like
when I do Wendy's, how like you get the little fucking bitch ass cheese cup from Wendy's.
Okay.
So like I dunk the fries in there and occasionally I put the burger in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, so you're a cheese person.
Yeah. But I don't like the taste of ketchup makes me so fucking angry. The smell freaks me the fuck out. I don't like it at all.
Really?
It's awful.
So burger, your cheeseburger's plain.
Yep.
I can get behind that. But yeah. Nuggets and chicken strips?
Uh-huh.
Chicken wings?
Mm-hmm.
Just fried?
Yeah. We have ones out there that are just marinated.
Okay.
Shits are nice.
I can't do that. When I got these...
Get on the wave, bitch.
When I got these chicken...
It's the way.
When I got these chicken nuggets yesterday, and I ordered barbecue sauce with them, and I opened that fucking Uber Eats bag, mm-hmm. and there was no barbecue sauce... I sat down and contemplated my life for about a good 10 minutes. And then I lied to them motherfuckers on the complaint section of the uh-huh. app that I didn't get chicken nuggets. I got my money fucking back. Fuck you, Uber Eats.
Just for the sauce.
Just because you guys didn't give me a sauce.
Yeah, no, I don't. Because I'm very picky with things that I like to begin with.
Okay.
So, like, I don't like mustard. I don't like ketchup. I just don't like the taste of certain things. Barbecue sauce, it's like, I can do sweet and savory with certain things.
Okay.
I'm not putting fucking sweet on meat.
What about
flavor? I don't do sweet meat.
Noted, guys.
Yeah.
For the gentleman out there, Lauren does not do sweet meat.
No.
Do not put anything sweet on your dick.
Even that's a weird thing. Like, when eating, like, fucking chocolate sauce and whipped cream off fucking genitals. Just, like, oh, it's just messy and sticky and stupid.
Oh, it's great. I've licked whipped cream off pussy. That's dope.
But then you... But then you end up with whipped cream in your pussy and like in the urethra, and that's how you get sick, and that's how you get fucking infections and AIDS, and that's how you die. It's not worth it.
None of those girls died
yet.
Yeah, I mean, Listen, if one of my exes
clogged fucking urethra, now they broken, now they just full of pee.
If one of my exes drops dead due to leftover whipped cream in the puss, then we got a problem. Or chocolate syrup residue that fucks up her pussy intestines.
I love whipped cream and chocolate syrup. Yeah. I don't want to put them on a person. Like, maybe like a stomach. Maybe. Right.
Finn Balor. Chocolate syrup on his peen.
No, because he has a foreskin too that's not good.
Oh, how do you know?
He's Irish.
Oh, okay.
Come on. And also, Carl Anderson talks about it a lot.
Oh, really?
His uncut dick. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You have showed me these clips in the past. Yes,
from the olden times.
About Balor's uncut dick.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I'd lick it off his abs, though.
Okay. There you go.
Why wouldn't you? Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
You do it.
I would.
Yeah.
Balor's hot. Oh, yeah. He's smoky. Uh-huh. On a Wednesday, sucking those abs.
How do you suck an ab?
I don't know.
Huh.
Finn, we'll find out.
He's married now. We can't.
Yeah, we can't. We can't fuck him. That's sad. I'm not gay. Only on Wednesdays. But, all right. Yeah, no. Like, I wouldn't put barbecue sauce on a tit. That's weird. Ketchup on a tit, mustard on a tit, mayonnaise on a tit.
Because then I'd be worried that, like, yeah, when it comes to actual condiments on the body, be like, all right, now you actually just, like, trying to, like, prepare to physically eat me at some point. Like, yeah. You're going to cook me.
Yeah, cannibalism.
Yeah.
Yeah, only a dessert.
Okay.
But you still don't want it.
Also, just the idea of, like, licking skin. People don't taste good. I don't like the taste of skin.
Well, you know they sell, like, drop things. Like, they sell, like... You could put safe flavored, like, sex goo.
Oh, the lubes. The flavored lubes. Yeah. It's just fucking stupid. Bitch, if you want to enjoy the taste of cock, you want to enjoy the taste of cock. Leave it alone. And also, what is it for? Because you're using lube when you're going into, like, the fucking, the pussy or the ass.
Yeah.
You don't have taste buds in your fucking asshole.
Well, what if it's just to make the blowjob more pleasant for the girl, or the box eating more pleasant for the guy? Like, blueberry...
But what
passion? Okay. I don't know.
Like, so is it not actually like lube? Is it just like a weird jelly?
I guess, yeah.
Because you need lube in order to like get into the holes. Yeah, not to make the holes wet.
I think
with
it's
your face.
I think it's a sex jelly. Somebody educate me. I think it's a sex jelly. The last girl I was sexual with showed it to me, but I didn't do anything with that stuff. I kind of regret that now. I should have asked, but I was too caught up in the tit.
Maybe if she just had a regular lube, maybe shit would have been better for her.
Yeah, I mean, technically, I don't think anything would have been better in that case because shallow vaginas.
Yeah, but no, like, you know, enough lube.
Yeah.
Eventually, it just fucking takes your dick.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, who knows?
And if there would have been a bloody cry for help, you know.
Like, all right, well, we'll stop.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I tried.
Yeah. Conditions.
It ate me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It thought I was a straw.
You ever think about how handicapped people fuck?
Christ. I don't know if we want to do this conversation here.
Oh, I was talking about this with somebody the other day. Like, I feel bad for those people.
Yes, yeah, it's got to be interesting.
Like, if you're paralyzed from the waist down, how do you jerk off?
Because you can't feel your dick.
Yeah.
So you just don't.
That sucks.
I know. I don't know, but, like, I can imagine.
Living life without an orgasm. I feel for them.
Yeah.
I really do.
They can't feel it, though.
These are things I think about at 3 in the morning when I can't sleep.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Scrolling through Instagram, see a wheelchair guy. I hope he's... I bet he's a good person. I love him. I hope he does well in life.
You love him. You don't even know this man.
Yeah, but I support him from afar.
Okay.
But then I think about...
Love is a lot, though.
Yeah. But then I think about at 3 in the morning... If this guy's up also at the same time I am, and he's scrolling through his Instagram, and he sees titties, and he wants to jerk off.
And he's just singing, I want to be where the people fuck.
Yeah. He can't do anything about it.
Oh, man.
This is off the rails.
God damn it.
We should stop before we hurt somebody or ourselves.
Yeah, probably. We've been going for over an hour. I think we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Lauren, where can they find you on social media? Also, are you doing figure orders currently?
I'm actually not doing figure orders right now, but, like, if you have an idea and as long as you don't need it anytime soon, hit me up. It's at Ruined Creations. because right now I've been trying to focus a lot more on like music stuff and like finishing up the couple figures that I have that are not painted yet, which I think I have like 17.
Gotcha.
So I'm just behind. But and then for all my music shit, it's Lauren Ruins MR. Letter M as in fucking meh. I don't know. Fuck starts with M. Mom.
Mom, yeah. Mom, okay. Yeah. Things I don't have.
Yo.
But if you want to follow me, Joey underscore shitbreak 999 on Instagram. By the time you listen to this, Tales from the Gulag 3 will be on YouTube. So watch that and see what Scopey's up to.
Yeah.
On his weird adventures. I guess this is a good time to announce, yeah, Emo Tim, I accept your Dare Pong challenge.
Oh, shit.
You punk-ass bitch. So, I'll see your ass in Dare Pong 19.
Oh.
And we're gonna get our friend back. Ho. Oh. Follow everybody that's involved with the show on social media. Graves is at CrispyTender69. Brandon is at Blee, BL33.
Yeah.
Whatever the
live.
Fuck.
Underscore live.
Underscore live. Yeah, you know better than I do.
I think I'm right.
Yeah. We're recording this on Father's Day, so by the time you'll hear this, it'll be a week after, but happy Father's Day to anybody that has a dad.
Yeah.
I guess.
Happy belated Father's Day, like, you know, if you left your kids' lives.
Yeah, oh yeah, and if you're like a deadbeat, yeah. I guess happy Father's Day, you piece of shit.
Squad.
Yeah, fucking, yeah, squad.
It's my friends.
Gang. I mean, my dad wasn't a deadbeat, he just died.
Yeah.
I mean, rest in peace, Dad.
Damn.
Love you.
Aw.
Yeah. It's okay. I mean,
terrible ending to the show.
Yeah, I mean, I have a stepdad, but he doesn't fucking talk to me, so he's a piece of shit. So
I have my 14 dads.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came in here, I said Happy Father's Day to like all 12 of them.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, audio_asylum_podcast. And don't catch COVID. Later.
Bye.